So we're continuing our theme week on things you didn't know were invented by women.
Yes.
And did you know that Monopoly was invented by a woman?
I did not know that. Yes. No, okay.
So the board game Monopoly has its origin in the early 20th century. The earliest known version was called The Landlord's Game.
Ooh.
And it was designed by Elizabeth McGee and first patented in 1904, but it did exist as early as 1902.
Lizzie McGee.
It was intended as an educational tool to illustrate the negative aspects of concentrating land in private monopolies, and the Landlord's Game was self-published beginning in 1906. Mm. So her game was becoming increasingly popular all over the northeastern United States. College students at Harvard, Columbia, and the University of Pennsylvania, along with Quakers, were all playing her board game.
By the way, this is the last time that college students and Quakers had anything in common.
I think you're right. Yeah. 3 decades after the Landlord's Game was invented, Parker Brothers published a modified game known as Monopoly, and a guy named Charles Darrow claimed the idea as his own, stating that he invented the game from his in his basement.
Typical guy. Typical McGee, guy stealing the idea. Am I right, Sarah?
Right.
Am
so
I right?
McGee later spoke out against them and reported that she had made a mere $500 from her invention and received none of the credit for Monopoly.
That's terrible.
In January of 1936, an interview with McGee appeared in a Washington, D.C. newspaper in which she was critical of Parker Brothers. She spoke to reporters about the similarities between Monopoly and the Landlord's Game. The article published spoke to the fact that McGee spent more money making her game than she received in earnings, especially with the lack of credit that she received Monopoly was created. But after the interviews, Parker Brothers agreed to publish 2 more of her games, but continued to give Darrow the credit for inventing the game himself.
That's terrible.
Yeah. So the mascot of Monopoly, did you know he has a name?
You mean the Monocle Man?
Yes. Rich Uncle Pennybags is his name.
The whole thing. Rich Uncle Pennybags.
That's right. Okay. The character first appeared on the Chance and Community Chest cards in U.S. editions of Monopoly in 1936, and he was modeled after American businessman J.P. Morgan.
Oh, really? He looked like that, did he?
I guess.
All right. Good
in 1999, know. Rich Uncle Pennybags was renamed to just Mr. Monopoly.
Mr. Monopoly. Yes. Yeah, okay.
So in the U.S. versions, the properties are named after locations in or near Atlantic City, New Jersey, and the values on the board reflect real estate property values of 1930s Atlantic City.
Oh, okay.
So the Orange Property Group is the best to own. So next time you're playing, remember that. The Orange Property Group is the best to own because players land on them more often.
Is that right out of free parking?
I'm not sure. I can't remember. But that's because of all the chance cards, I guess.
Oh, okay. Right,
makes it more likely that you land on the orange.
I'll see if I remember this next time I play Monopoly. Orange is good. Go ahead.
In all during gameplay, Illinois Avenue, New York Avenue, B&O Railroad, and Reading Railroad are the most frequently landed upon properties.
Yeah, okay.
So keep that in mind, too.
All right, thank you.
So one common criticism of Monopoly is that although it has carefully defined termination conditions,
they never come soon enough.
It may take an unlimited amount of time to reach them, and that is always how it goes. Yeah. I'm always like, can we please just be done with this?
Especially
if it's just like a 2 people playing, you're just like, can I just stop?
Please not. Can you just take all my money?
Give up. Like, it's fine. Former president of Parker Brothers was quoted as saying, "We always felt that 45 minutes was about the right length for a game. I have never in my life played a game of Monopoly that lasted 45 minutes. I wish.
You know, what I found is the game goes faster when you just become reckless. But it also, I do better when I just am reckless.
Okay.
Just go buy everything. Buy it all up.
Yeah. So Hasbro states that the longest game of Monopoly ever played lasted 70 days.
70 days. Jeez.
That's a long time.
Lord.
So Monopoly has become a part of international popular culture, having been licensed locally in more than 103 countries and printed in more than 37 languages.
Oh, yeah.
It's been estimated that the game has sold 275 million copies worldwide.
Wow.
And over 300 different versions of Monopoly have been created, including Star Wars, Pokemon, and Game of Thrones, and many, many, many others.
Yeah.
I think there's isn't there a Rochesteropoly?
Oh, yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, every town has their own. Yeah.
So in 2020, Hasbro released a new edition of Monopoly called Longest Game Ever.
Oh.
Intentionally.
Pass.
Me too.
I will pass.
So the board features 66 properties, which is 38 more than the original version.
I always thought there weren't enough.
Yep. And there's only one die. So the game moves very slowly. Yeah.
Wow.
The largest change, however, has to do with how the game is won. Unlike traditional Monopoly, this edition doesn't end when all but one player goes bankrupt. In fact, you keep playing even after you've declared bankruptcy.
That's
in
great.
Order to best your opponents in the longest game ever, you must own every property on the board.
That's wonderful. Will death get you out
That's
of the game
a hard
if
pass.
You died?
Would That's a hard pass for me.
You still have to play after you're dead?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Probably.
But that sounds awful.
The pain never ends.
Mm.
All right, you picked out a record to go along with Monopoly, did you?
Yeah, so I thought we'd play For the Love of Money by the OJs.
You got it, Sarah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7 and the OJs for the Love of Money. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about Monopoly.
Oh, yes.
Which was part of our theme week on things you didn't know were invented by women.
No idea.
Yeah.
No idea. Thank you. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
Okay, Monopoly is based on the Landlord's Game, which was first patented in 1904.
The Orange Property Group is the best to own.
And the longest game of Monopoly lasted 70 days. And do you think the person that won ever let anyone that he was playing with forget the fact that he won after 70 days?
No, I hope not. Yeah. They definitely should hold on to that. Cool. I remember I had the chicken pox. Must have been back in like eighth grade. And so I had to stay home. You know, you get the chicken. That was back when you stayed home for things other than just the sniffles. You had to stay home for the chicken pox. Mm-hmm. And so my poor mom and I, we played Monopoly. And I think it just made the chicken pox worse. I think I feel so bad for my mom. I roped her into that. The Wiki Corner brought to you by Sonny's Family Diner, open for breakfast and lunch daily from 7 till 2. Everything on their huge menu is homemade with the freshest, highest quality ingredients. Stop into Sonny's Family Diner at 2171 West Henrietta Road. Love that place. Great food. Very fresh, very clean. Sonny's Family Diner. Folks want to learn more about Monopoly, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog.
That's
if you
right.
go to legends1027.com,
right.
on the homepage there is a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It is all right there. Please check it out. Excellent. You back tomorrow?
Absolutely.
Of course you are. Episode 3 and our things you didn't know were invented by women. We'll get to that tomorrow. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Traffic and weather on the way on Legends 1027. Ed Smith back on traffic next.